to keep you well.
You're listening to CRN Digital Talk Radio.
This sponsored program is presented for its entertainment value only as a service to our listeners. CRN does not endorse or object to any topics or views discussed in the program, and we suggest you always consult your own medical, legal, financial, or personal advisor.
It's the Dr. Bill Deagle Show, presented by NutraMedical.com. Call live 818-818-6401.
And welcome back. And we have Professor Bill Warner. He's here just for one segment. Professor Bill, in two countries in Europe, they passed laws against France. It's either Austria or Germany. Passed laws that you can't be anti-Jewish or anti-Israel. Which is, by the way, there's a rise of anti-Semitism. It's not just anti-Semitism, it's anti-Israelism. We see it in the Democratic Party. I'm not sure of the initials of the movement, CB something or other, but it's to defund the State of Israel, and you can see it with the squad, the two Muslim ladies. I call them ladies, but they're not really ladies. They're females. They're females, but they're not ladies. How's that?
I agree with you 100%, sir.
Yeah, they're female, but not ladies. Ladies means you have some gentility, some willingness to compromise, willing to use logic, because women are able to do things that even men find difficult. They're able to kind of use the logic of emotion, rationality, and nurturing, which is sometimes difficult for men. And these women are deluded of that because they become Islam, which is kind of strange because now they're in a constitutional republic based on Judeo-Christian, which, by the way, the God of the Bible, which is the Jewish Hebrew God and the Christian God, which is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, is not the moon war god of Mecca and Medina, which Islam worships.
Absolutely not. And you know something that drives me crazy, Dr. Bill, is there are Christians here in Middle Tennessee who would say, oh, no, we all worship the same God.
No, it's not true. They're ignorant, and the problem is they're ignorant to the point of self-destruction. And liars like the Druidic head of the Catholic Church, who's not a Christian himself, Pope Francis, is to say it doesn't even matter if you're an atheist, if you're a good person, you're going to heaven. If he was correct, heaven would be hell. It would be very hellish if everybody that was somewhat nice or did nice things or they did evil friggin' things too. It means when you got there, you'd wish you didn't get there. How's that?
Okay.
Anyway, let's get into the political stuff. I see the Democrats committing geopolitical suicide because they really alienate the Hebrew-Jewish lobby in America. I see the idea that the previous administration of Barack Obama, in a sense, abandoned Israel and treated them like crap by giving $150 billion in advanced technology and allowed to enrich uranium to the Iranians. And the Iranians are now in deep trouble, so they have a backdoor making negotiations with Saudi Arabia. I'm not sure what's going to come of that, but you have Sunni and Shiite Islam. And then, of course, you have the head of the most dangerous nation, I believe, in terms of Islam, is not the mullahs, it's Turkey. And Mr. Erdogan, who's been in the NATO since 1951, Turkey wants nukes now. And Erdogan built the largest palace in human history in near their capital. People need to understand these people are extremely dangerous. They have the fourth largest army on earth, and they even have licenses to build tanks and missiles. So, you know, we have to understand when Islam, it's like a metastatic cancer when it metastasizes to your country. We have 10.6 million, and in countries like France, I think they're approaching 20 million people. It's a lot. And there's no-go zones that are basically, these are all politics. It has nothing to do with religion. There's no-go zones. We don't go there unless you've got some Islamic, you know, person kind of chaperoning you, because you're in an area that's not allowed by the kafirs, right?
Well, I can give you a personal story with this, that is to talk about the no-go zones. A friend of mine who was a former law enforcement officer and was a member, it was the House whip in the state legislature, a wealthy businessman paid for him to go to Brussels. Because he says, I want to show you London, I want to show you Brussels, so you can see what the real deal is. So they in Brussels, they started moving into an Islamic neighborhood. And my friend suddenly realized that all of a sudden cell phones are being whipped out, phone calls are being made, windows are being opened, people are looking out, and all of a sudden they're attracting a large crowd of people. Now, my friend, who's a law enforcement officer, is a big man and a brave man, but he said all of a sudden it looked bad. And a guy came up to him and says, look, you have to leave. This is not your place. And he says, well, I'm here visiting Brussels. He said, this is not Brussels. This is North Africa. This is an Islamic country. and you will leave now or you will be harmed. I'm telling you, leave now. So, not wanting to have a street fight and not being armed for one anyway, so they left. So this is a law enforcement officer who is a member of the legislature in Tennessee, and he brought back a personal story. A man who was with him was one of the senators, was a black man from Memphis, a senator as well. And he says, I've seen some hatred in my life, but I've never seen hatred like we experienced in the no-go zone in Brussels. So if somebody tries to tell you there's no no-go zones, don't believe them. There are. Dr. Bill?
I think what people should understand is Islam, on just a political level, is a cancer. It's not a religion. According to Walid Shabbat from Shabbat.com and his son Theodore, he used to be a Palestinian terrorist, married an American, became a Christian, moved to America and had a son Theodore, and they have a ministry called Shabbat, Shoebat.com. Now, you're the academic, and you've translated the Hadith and Quran linear time, and you explain some of the horrifying truths about Islam politically. Go ahead and give us a top, come to the top ones.
Well, we started off talking about Israel. I'd like to talk a little bit about the Jews and Islam, because some people think that the problem in Israel started in 1947 or 48, but it started in the year 622, which was when Muhammad moved to Medina. 2 years after he moved to Medina, there were no more Jews left in Medina. And I think you might be interested to know, as you know, Muslims are big praying 5 times a day. If they do that, that means 17 times a day they exert a prayer, which is Surah 1, the first chapter of 7 verses, in which they curse the Jews as being people who anger God, and they curse the Christians as those who've gone astray from God.
Right.
So this hatred is built right into the very rituals they do 5 times a day.
Whoa.
Now, Dr. Bill, you have some appreciation of what it means to be a human being. What happens if you take somebody and you repeat the same thing to them 17 times a day for their entire life?
It's a mind control project.
Yes. You got it. You got it.
They turn the people into wind-up toys for Satan. How's that? The moon god wore Mecca and Medina. Even on the political level, they become wind-up terrorists. Because
right.
you keep praying like this, what do you expect is going to happen? You know, take a normal person, they keep praying like this.
And by the way, those people who say they're going to de-radicalize, you heard that talk, we're going to de-radicalize these ISIS fighters.
Right.
How did they become radical in the first place? So if you're going to de-radicalize them, don't you think you'd want to know how they got there in the first place?
Yeah.
So, but nope, it doesn't happen. We think if we just wish them pleasant thoughts that everything will work out right. I tell you, Dr. Bill, the whole business of nice is a cancer eating our country up.
Well, you know, one of the things that I'm allergic to in the word nice, I say it shouldn't be within 10,000 miles of Deagle now, as I say, I will die for you, but I won't lie to you, which I'm sure you do, too. You're a believer in the truth of words and actions and documentable facts, like 1622. When this happened, you know, the battle against Jews. In fact, I remember they used to have a Jewish place there in, was it Medina? They had, and I think we've talked about this story in the past. And what happened is in Medina, there were a bunch of Jews that ran a kind of, a harvesting of coconuts or other oils and things like this.
Palms,
from the area.
Date palms.
And what happened is the date palm harvesting was, the Muslims were called to do jihad against them, and they killed them all, didn't they?
Yes. When Muhammad moved to Medina, he created the so-called Constitution of Medina, in which Jews were supposed to be protected. Two years later, they were all dead. When Muhammad moved to Medina, you need to understand this, it was half Jewish with three Jewish tribes.
Wow.
But 2 to 3 years later, they were all gone.
Wow.
So that's what happened under the Constitution of Medina, which Muslims like to brag about and say, the first Constitution was the one by Muhammad. Well, how did that work out for the people who were under it? Well, not too well.
Whoa.
And by the way, we need to learn something from, we think that when people come over here, if we treat them nice, they'll be nice.
Right.
Well, the Medinans were very nice to Muhammad. They gave him a place to live. They accepted him while he was being hammered in Mecca. But what did he turn around and do to them? Well, he destroyed the pagans and the Jews. I mean, this is just a clear history.
Yeah, I know. It's like some
Israel did not start in 1947 or 48. Instead,
yeah, Well, we see
years ago is when it started.
We see parallel politicians right now. For example, the blind sheikh who was involved in 9/11 was actually recruited by the FBI. We have these current people who are in the squad. There's four women. Two of them are outright what we call maniac Muslims. The term goes together, maniac Muslim, because they're calling for the end of Israel. They're calling for, and they're not looking for women's rights, because I remember my comments to my relatives in Lebanon, because I have Maronite Christian background that are originally Kirkonian from Moses, and they made the statement which made me laugh when I was a kid, you know, 50-some years ago. They said, well, women are a little down on the ladder. I said, what do you mean by that? He says, well, it's man, camel, sheep, goat, woman. Woman's on the bottom of the list in Islam. You can use that quote, because I was like, when I look at the hierarchy and women's on the bottom below the sheep and goat and the camel, you know there's trouble. And so women, like these quads that are Democratic congresswomen, they're delusional. Yeah. It's like, what the hell? You know, you're working against women's rights. I believe if a woman is equally qualified to be a doctor, lawyer, whatever, it's fine. The only where I think that they can't equal is in physical activity, and there's very rare women who's as strong as a man. It's very rare. In combat. So, but I think in anything else, why not? I mean, you know, if a woman's capable. The few differences in personality are an interesting thing, though. A woman's emotion can trump her intellect, even if she's smart. So we see that with Angela Merkel. She's actually a nuclear physicist, but her emotion trumped it. And she's a daughter of an East German pastor, so she does things with Islam that's pretty stupid. So sometimes that's why men tend to make better leaders, because even if they're not as smart, their intellect always is trumps their emotions with men, which is why they're better leaders than CEOs, but they're not necessarily better mineral managers. So again, that fits in with why the family, the husband's the protector and the provider, the woman's the center that's able to negotiate things and get the whole family working together. And that's why, for example, often women leaders, if they are, they're not normal women leaders like Angela Merkel. They don't have kids and they're weird. Or these women, you can tell that their attitude is, these are not normal nurturing women. They're like the, you call the diametric opposite. These squad ladies, and they're muscles going like, man, they've got to be, they got some serious legion of avataring entities inside them as they're talking like this. It's like weird. It's like, whoa, I thought you people were decent, and they're not, unfortunately. Decency is out the window, isn't it?
Well, I tell you, I have a friend who goes every Friday down to the shopping mall in California and hands out brochures about Islam. He said, Muslims are some of the most foul-mouthed people you will ever meet. He says, they come by and start cursing at me, just ranting and raving and yelling at the top of their voice. So I've often been surprised sometimes how supposedly religious Muslims can be so potty-mouthed.
Well,
one of the ladies, by the way, called one of these congresswomen, I forget which one it was, called Donald Trump an MF-er.
Oh, I know who that was. That was Tlaib. Tlaib.
Yep.
She's the one who called him an MF-er, and she doesn't apologize for it. You know, she said we're gonna impeach the MF-er, right?
Right.
To be honest with you, she needs to be impeached. Anybody that acts like this should not be in Congress representing a constitutional Judeo-Christian republic. And we're not talking about the religious side, because you see, even in kind of more, you know, nondescript terms, our rights come from our Creator, and we delegate to our authorities, politicians. We're the only country, except for ancient Israel on earth, that's the structure of government. God, people, power to their representatives. They're our employees, not our dictators, like in every other country on earth, including Canada, Britain, China, etc., where there's a dictatorial authority, and you don't really have autonomous rights from God. You got rights that they decide to give you or take away, right? In Islam, right. It's the same thing. In Africa and elsewhere, if they decide in a particular country they want to take away your rights, well, that's just part of their religious dogma, right? And there are also little subdivisions. There's not just one division of Islam. There's like half a dozen divisions, and the major fault lines, these guys hate each other.
160 flavors of Islam. Now, I can't give you those 160, but they if you're as argumentative as they are, you're bound to have a lot of divisions.
Yeah, no, but by the way, the least argumentative is called Alawites, the ones in Syria that have Jews and Christians at the table.
Right.
And it's interesting, we're trying to persecute and get rid of Bashar al-Assad, when if we do, the Jews and Christians would be dead. How's that? Yeah. Very good. Take care. We will have you back on soon. Enjoy the holidays. Merry Christmas. And take care. Go to politicalislam.com. Politicalislam.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Legacy Emergency Foods is the top recommendation from Dr. Bill Deagle. For the lowest oxygen concentration, the largest entrees, the highest amount of protein, the most varied entrees as well, and the longest food storage life. Nothing like Legacy Emergency Foods, and if you place a regular monthly order, you get 20% off and free shipping. Do get Emergency Foods for your supply for preparation. And get it from Legacy Foods. Contact Dr. Bill Deagle for the link at NutraMedical.com. Go to the Shop by Products link and drop down message at NutraMedical.com and then place your orders for regular emergency food for yourself and your family. Nothing like emergency food if the power goes out and you can't go to grocery stores or if there's an emergency or a national crisis. So NutraMedical.com, top recommendation, Legacy Foods. NutraMedical.com, go to the Shop by Products and drop down menu, and stay well with NutraMedical every day of your life. Lumen Photon Therapy, infrared light, far and near infrared, is extremely important for pain control, stimulation of nitric oxide, improved perfusion, and stem cell activation and reduction of cytokines. Dr. Bill uses it for pain control, for regeneration techniques, for organ regeneration, and for stimulation of your stem cell activity. This is amazing. Lumen Photon Therapy this year will probably have an additional device with frequency therapy during the on phase of the lights. To obtain a Lumen Photon machine, contact Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. He'll prescribe it with you, providing nutraceuticals to help with your regeneration, healing, and pain control. Nothing like the Lumen Photon Therapy for easy therapy for your eyes, your pain, your joints, regeneration of organs, detoxification of the body. Get a Lumen Photon machine from Dr. Bill Deagle, NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well with NutraMedical. The Sonic Life Machine is one of the most amazing therapies that Dr. Bill provides. It is the best sine wave exercise machine on the planet, doing whole body vibration, opening up the muscle to reduce insulin resistance, improve perfusion, release stem cell therapy throughout the body, and epigenetically stimulate the body to release DNA activated. The epigenetic therapy with the sine wave curve of frequencies given for atomic resonance, but Linus Pauling for minerals and amino acids stimulates the production of messenger RNA to correct structural protein enzyme deficiency for almost every illness. There's nothing like the sine wave therapy for improving body healing for exercise, but also the epigenetic treatments Dr. Bill can provide can help neutralize frequencies for disease states and illness. Get a Sonic Life machine through Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com. Contact us at NutraMedical.com, 888-212-8871, or go to the website NutraMedical and give us a contact. Dr. Bill is available to help you get well with NutraMedical.
Need a powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Welcome back to the NutriMedical Report. There's a couple things that have happened. Number one, we, of course, with that emergency, our special guest can only do one segment, but that's okay. We're going to cover a number of things. Firstly, on my latest newsletter, which we did, which is kind of amazing, this latest newsletter that I did over here at, let's see if we can pull it up. I sent it over from Constant Contact to all our people. Usually, if not every day, every second or third day, we try to get out the latest issues on news and everything else, so you get an idea of what's going on. And of course, the idea is that we want to make sure that you get the latest positive information on various different topics. For example, I covered a lot of things in our latest newsletter. Let me see if I've got the latest information I sent to myself the other day when I did the newsletter. And it's amazing when I check through the different core protocols, you'll see those here, which are kind of neat. They actually cover a lot of different topics. Wow, I'm amazed at how many emails I get every week. And I got the latest posting here from John W. Spring, who I hope to get on the program. He's not an easy guy to get a hold of necessarily, but we do cover like a wide range of topics, etc. The important thing here is, let's go through some of the main things that we have, let's say, for the newsletter, okay? Okay, so newsletter topics. Well, first off, when we look at some of our top, wellness protocols in the newsletter, these are ones that were basically received from us from our main website, Constant Contact. So if I have a look at at some of the campaigns, the latest one, of course, that's interesting. That worked really well. So we're going to have a look at that, and we're going to copy that little sucker. If we actually look at the protocols here, you'll see the latest issues on what protocols we've just done. Like, for example, we did, again, ADD, ADHD, acne, dermatitis, adrenal and thyroid support. That's important to understand that because, give the gift of wellness to your family, and you're going to be really happy by that. Important to understand what's going on there. So let's go down here and look at some of the latest protocols and things that I've done. We have, of course, for digestion. You want to be taking digestive enzymes for the holiday if you're eating strange foods. Gastrozyme and Digestase. The Gastrozyme will restore its broad-based veggie-based enzymes. Digestase will restore your acid and pepsin levels to get rid of protein. Glutenase and glutenimmune will get rid of gluten sensitivity even if you don't have celiac. GastroHeal will heal your stomach if you've got dysbiosis or acid reflux. Living Probiotic will recolonize your gut. That's just a starter protocol. Anxiety, sip all day long. Calm Mind and Brain Mag. In fact, I have my drink beside me has Calm Mind, Brain Mag, Keto Power, Sports Energy-like drink, and of course it has the power, vitamin mineral mix in there, as well as the Nutrimune 26Y and Nutridyne in my drink. So I can sip on that all day long. For depression, for anxiety, you want to use Stress to Go capsules and GABA T2. You can use it once to twice a day or more. Depression, you want to cross the blood-brain barrier and restore serotonin, 5-HTP cross, and you want to methylate with superfolate pyrimethyl B12 BioLVR, and the most powerful methylator is SAM ethyl, 400 milligrams of S-adenosylmethionine and 600 milligrams of trimethylglycine. Blood pressure's high, it's because your arteries aren't contracting in a peristaltic secondary wave. You want to be on cardiovascular, CoQ10 Supreme, magnesium glycinate, VascuCare, carnitine, and anakinase to reduce blood viscometry. Joint pain, Inflamex, joint performance and tendon mender, topical curcumin and pregnenolone. You have the pain relief, ProMag pain relief gel as well. It's very good, but it's resistant. Dilute it, though, because it's messy. If you put a few drops in your fingers and dilute it, it won't be messy at all. It works really well. It persists. We have a new cream coming out in about 4 weeks that's going to be amazing. I call it like a relief gel, relief cream. Not only is turning off dermatitis, but pain and pain deep in tissues like joints. Curcumin, many other amazing components in it. You want to use a Lumen Photon for joint healing, on setting 7 for inflammation and Nico for regeneration. We also have peptides. Sleep, melatonin time release, 1 milligram immediate, 4 milligram slow, stress to go, Banaba, ashwagandha special extract, etc. We have GABA T2 and some ethyl to help methylate superfolate and power muscle B12 and bio-LVR. Because you have to have that serotonin, melatonin. Melatonin is basically converted serotonin by a special methylation pathway. Vision. Vision Max. As your vision is going, let's say you're noticing in the fall, there's a change in the brightness during the day, especially dusk happens earlier, and you're having difficulty with night vision. Vision Max, 1 to 2 capsules twice a day, CoQ10 Supreme, Ubiquinol, Ultrathiamin B1, and VeinAway. You can take the other antioxidants too, Cell Detox, Glutathione, Gamma A+, and Cell Defense. But the most important is Vision Max, CoQ10 Supreme, Ubiquinol, which is for the central nervous system and the eye. Memory. If your memory's gone bad, you can't remember all your shopping list or your relatives or grandchildren's names, Cognition Plus, Brain Power, Brain Mag, Ultrathiamin B1, Uridine, and CDP Choline. They'll raise your acetylcholine level. Weight loss. Get into a lesson, have it eating only between, say, 12 noon and 7 p.m. Don't eat after that or before that, which is kind of like a partial day fast. Glycemic drink, you use half a drink before you even have a regular meal. Use leptin metabolic, 1 capsule in the morning to control appetite through the brain. You can use the forskolin, which help mobilize fat, and our carbohydrate linoleic acid as well. Low glycemic index diet, and of course we recommend, because you're controlling blood sugar and insulin, diabetes, betaline, and biotin plus, 2 capsules each before each big meal, leptin metabolic, and to reduce hemoglobin A1C, carnosine D-link, 2 capsules twice a day, and Nutritrol, and 1 tablet twice a day. You can go 3 times a day, but not necessary. Anti-aging. There's a whole bunch of anti-aging things from our Indian me that chaperones minerals into turning your DNA to make proteins and enzymes. Anti-Age Max capsules, and Ageless Drink, Cell Defense Plus, that actually helps life extension. Red Deer Velvet DR, first patented product in the world, supplies all the biomolecules for your stem cells. And Oncomycin Myco D2 for activating the ergothionine, the first receptor activated by your stem cells. Of course, you need to have all the supporting nutraceuticals such as Omega Supreme Pro, Vitamin Mineral Max, or Mix, the powder, Minerals Plus, and other building blocks. So when you're body is going into healing phase for anti-aging, you're going to fractionally clone yourself into a new body. We cover world news. For example, today you'll see in the newsletter that goes out December 16th, NutriMedical.com, and we're going to give you, of course, the latest news on our nutraceuticals and technology. There'll be some more PowerPoints and videos put up. The videos will be free over on NutriMedical for, say, wellness conditions and news updates with people like Greg Ford, who I think we'll have back on today. Trying to track down Susan Lindauer. So far, we haven't been successful. She's a very busy lady. We'll soon be getting on General Janice Karpinski and Barbara Honecker's on years ago on my show about 9/11. So those are there. We're also going to do an update with John W. Spring with the latest document he's sending to POTUS. It's very likely we're going to break through and directly contact POTUS or Donald J. Trump this week, right before Christmas. So hopefully you keep praying, and we're going to get through to him regarding missile defense, health care, fixing the drug cartels and the opioid addiction, because they're treating opiates at the level where they give people narcotics like fentanyl or carfentanil is a toxic one coming in from China, or OxyContin. And really the issue is to deal with pain in the periphery. But a lot of these people are suffering from psychic pain too. So that's important to understand what's going on there. If you look at our newsletter too, we've included all the latest shows. The ones that are up right now are just December, so we don't have it. Months and months and months. You can go to Deagle-Network and get all the shows. You can search by topic. You can even pull a little clip if you want of the show content and send it to yourself or to someone else if you have an interesting topic. I'm working on a search engine optimization which will allow us to dramatically increase the ability to be able to search and find information from our sites. The main site is NutraMedical with our new section with anti-aging technologies or wellness protocols are just $10 a month or $95 a year. We have a media site for special videos I'm putting up is $30 a month. We are providing you basically feedback to tell you what things you can do with your local doctor. That's all free. And then if you want to consult, those are going to be available too. I'm going to put that up back up in the next few weeks so you'll see the wellness condition consults. But I'm waiting until I get my thing fully certified with the Native Board because that's, I think, important to not be overseen by people that really don't understand functional integrative wellness medicine. And I don't have a clinic here. I don't treat anybody at my studio. But I do connect you with other clinics that can treat you, like IPT, cancer therapy, or massage, or whatever. And I recommend specific tests and medical legal review as well. So yeah, there's no treatment at my home, but there is a referral to places that you can get local care in your, here in the United States or Canada or Britain or elsewhere around the world. So I network with other providers all over the planet that are top-notch that can help get you well, and they follow our guidelines for analysis. And we can do blood tests, do imaging studies, do quantum scans, all kinds of cool stuff. They can actually find the underlying cause of your problem. That's available right now. Now, I want to touch on some of the latest news over at Epoch Times, and we're going to expand on this. If you look at the world, it talks about the first article they have is whether the Constitution of a course of Canadian nationhood. And what's going on there, basically, is Canada is kind of going down the pathway toward socialism. Regardless of ethnic, racial background, once felt a deep pride of being Canadian, American, or British. Tales of heroic actions. Today, there's an awkward aversion to public displays of nationalism settlement. In our best-schooled communities, nationalistic movements like the Brexit or MAGA are regarded as unfortunate throwbacks to a more primitive stage. So, in other words, they're kind of making some statements against that, which I think is distressing because Canadians are pretty proud of Canada, although socialized medicine up there does kill people. They can tweak it so the doctors are paid an hourly wage and they don't have state protocols in the provinces. So they have innovative doctors that can do functional medicine like I teach. I teach, by the way, doctors free. I don't charge, but I do charge for my time to go over their charts to apprentice them. U.S. dismisses North Korea's nuclear deadline, which is good, because Kim is trying to see if they can strong-arm us with their missile tests. No, not going to work. What's going to happen? They're just a proxy of China and Russia. These are Russian missiles and Chinese financial support. Sino-U.S. trade war continues in Latin America. Sino-U.S. trade war, that's China, declared phase one truce, but the Chinese regime. So it's important to understand the Chinese are trying to expand their empires through the Belt and Road. And the Belt and Road could be good, but it's actually not good. That's strange. So it could be good, but it's not. And what we have here is, we're going to read this. Citing U.S. trade war may have declared the phase one truce, Chinese regime continues to challenge the U.S. economically and potentially military in Latin America. The Epoch Times reported December 13th that China is committed to structural improvements in buying $200 billion in U.S. goods services in exchange for lowering some U.S. tariffs. But China continues to ramp up similar types of Cold War economic initiatives that the Russians pursued with Latin America to undermine U.S. national security in its own backyard, according to analysis by Geopolitical Futures. The 33 economies of Latin America grew by an average of just 0.2% in 2019, according to the International Monetary Fund. The IMF forecasts growth of 1.8% in 2020, but heavily reliance on exporting commodities makes the region extremely vulnerable to the growth depression pressing impacts of a continued Sino-U.S. trade war. That's interesting, eh? And of course, China wants to build a high-speed rail across the South America, control the ports, control entry. So they want to control world commerce. And of course, Xi, their current emperor, wrote a document in 2025, and I'm going to get that document and actually post it up, the English translation, and bring on experts like Gordon Chang, who we've had on the show a number of times. And Gordon's wrote The Coming Collapse of China. He was on Fox just over the weekend, so another great report by the man. Let's look at the next major issue here. fine line between education and indoctrination. No, there's no fine line. It's very, very straight what we have right now is here in American universities are becoming socialist and communist. And the educational institution does not allow ordinary dialogue between the left and right and conservatives. Back in a moment.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Red Deer Velvet DR is an amazing new product with a patent to preserve 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones, same as fetal life, where you don't age at all. The state of fetal life allows the 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones produced by the placenta to be supportive of the regeneration of tissues and organs, with maximum apoptosis changing the tissue and organ structure of a fetus. That's why if fetal surgery is performed, there is no scar. Taking 2 to 3 capsules twice a day with oncomycin, MycoD2, provides an amazing support for regeneration of any tissue and organ in the body, and even advanced stem cell therapy support treatment. Do get NutraMedical's Red Deer Velvet DR from Dr. Bill Deagle at NutraMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, 888-212-8871. Stay well and stay young with NutraMedical. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. And a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. At NutriMedical.com, we have the most amazing drinks with the best mouthfeel, highest quality bionutrient exposure to your body to heal and regenerate, and the most powerful persistence of nutrients to heal your body dramatically. We have Ageless, which makes you age less, which repairs your DNA, extends your telomeres, etc. We have Life Support that detoxes phase 2 detox pathways, glucuronidation, sulfation, and methylation pathway support. We have Glycemics that blocks the carbohydrate absorption and helps with diabetes or weight loss, and as well helps with people that are trying to build up muscle using things like our special formulas from Dr. Wolf called Mega Muscles between meals along with Sports Energy Light. We have the amazing NutriComplete, the most complete red and greens drink in the world, with the best mouthfeel and flavor. You can often mix it too with Vitamin Mineral Mix, which is our fruit flavored mix power of vitamins. Stay well with NutriMedical every day.
I remember when I lost my mind.
And welcome back. What people need to understand is a lot of things are sort of in your face. I have one of the articles from Epic Times, The Fine Line Between Education and Indoctrination, and of course there's an incident not only everywhere happening now. The Time magazine put Greta Thunberg, this little child with a squinty smile, and kind of a bad attitude and kind of a foul mouth, saying how everybody's killing her world because they don't believe in her version of doctrine of environmentalism, where we got to get rid of people and carbon generating units. Well, We're made of carbon, people. And, of course, the Alberta School is a good opportunity to reflect on teachers' roles when it comes to controversial issues. And they're actually indoctrinating kids to become enviromaniacs. And I see a picture here, for example, shows a little girl in Edmonton. This is my future. No, this is not. This is your being diseducated, child. If you want to actually fix the future of the environment, and I'll give you the prescription number one. You genetically upgrade to tolerate the toxins already present by benthic layer phytoplankton. Number two, you put smokestacks in any nation wanting to trade with us, so they have to scrub all the garbage coming out of their smokestacks so that most of the industrial waste ends up in the harbor, say, in San Francisco or across the United States, and circles the planet seven or eight times before it falls as rain or gets in our biosphere. You recycle everything. Everything's recycled. There's no such thing as a landfill. And then finally, what you do is you don't tax things with enviro tax. You simply make sure you have simple policies to recycle everything and remove the toxins, or air for is clean in cities. And you don't just move to electrical. I mean, you can have things to reduce the toxins in our vehicles, and those are working very fine. In fact, I'm sure they can improve that even more. So the enviromaniacs are idiots. We're doing things, for example, like we have nuclear reactors that are releasing pollution that are radioisotope pollution. So we needed to upgrade these reactors because they're dangerous and they're stupid. Mexico objects to the USMCA provision but says the trade deal is still intact. I'm not sure which provision they're talking about. I'll see if I can pull it up and see which provision they're concerned about. Mexico's Foreign Minister Marcelo Ebrard in Mexico City to a provision of the United States-Mexico-Canada deal. Mexico's foreign minister says objective doesn't put the deal at risk, telling reporters it's still intact. Three countries signed the latest version of the deal on December 10th in Mexico City. According to House Democrats, U.S. lawmakers agreed to a provision that the labor attaches would be based in Mexico and labor attaches and provide on-the-ground information about Mexico's labor practices. Text of the deal released by the U.S. Trade Representative's offices on December 13th didn't appear to include the provision, though it was added in a version presented to the House on Friday. Ebrard told reporters that it would be up to Mexico whether or not to accept the proposed diplomatic attaches, since countries decide whether to accredit foreign diplomats in their territory. The attaches are authorized by Mexico, Ebrard said at a regular government news conference. No country can assign attaches in Mexico but us. In other words, it's like America's going to assign them. I'm sure it'll be collaborative. This is a minor thing. So what they estimate, and immediately it'll add about 120,000 jobs in the next 5 years, 500,000 jobs, and also guarantee no theft of intellectual property within Zone 3, which is Canada, Mexico, and the United States. It'll improve their economies and improve ours. So that's what's happening here. Let's look at the big story. Alberta and Ottawa head to provision to provinces appeal over court over carbon tax dispute. So there's a big carbon tax dispute between Alberta. And again, remember, these kind of things are playing out there, are also going to happen here in America too. So you need to be aware of that. Let's see if I can pull up this story here. Here we are. Let's read this. So about a year ago, Alberta's United Conservative Party stood in front of 1,500 Caracas supporters and called for the federal carbon tax, an act of economic masochism that he would fight with everything in his power if he were elected premier. So basically, carbon tax is something the federal government passed, which is this maniac, Justin Trudeau. My grandmother's brother was actually the Deputy Prime Minister, Alan McCacken, for years under Pierre Trudeau. This is a current prime minister's father. So I know what's going on. These people are social communists. Carbon tax is another way to control the population. It's not going to improve the environment at all. It's just another control freak by an idiot. And it's Alberta says, it's unwarranted and unprincipled intrusion into provincial jurisdiction, says a province written argument. But of course, if you push the carbon tax, it'll kill the economy in Alberta, which a lot of it's based on oil. They're sitting on some of the largest oil reserves from the tar sands to the Turner Valley, etc., on the planet. I mean, and gas, oil, whatever, to hydrocarbons. there's a dissenting judge that could be bolster the government's argument before the Supreme Court of Canada, which has already scheduled a January date for the Ontario and Saskatchewan appeals. So, I mean, things are starting to really cook up there, aren't they? Do we have a message? I think I do. We got Dr. Royal. Dr. Dan Royal, welcome to the program.
Well, hello.
Hey, I'm glad we can have you on. Give us your website, because you're our collaborator. You're taking some of the people we refer to. In fact, we have a gentleman, Isaac Angulo, who we actually have his GoToFundMe line, and he's hopefully, when he gets enough money, he'll be coming to your clinic for intrathecal stem cells. You'll get an anesthesiology to draw stem cells, separate those, and provide them back. And the genius of what you're doing is you've got this native board, which, by the way, over the weekend I decided to finally join after looking at it for a year. So I'm going to become a native-born kind of doctor. And the reason is I provide, even on consultative services, because the network is people like you that provide the care. Like, I don't have a treatment clinic here. I'm retired. But I do consultations, and I recommend people go to clinics like yours to get stem cell therapies or, say, IPT cancer clinics or send off diagnostic test kits. So tell me about your website and what you do, because you're also doing work on cancer. You've combined the Dr. Fisher's QRS mat and the photon sound beam that a colleague of Dr. Truat developed. And by the way, I don't know if you'll be soon getting the Magi, which is good. I just want to take all the promo stuff off of their main website, just called the Magi with nothing else on it. Tell us about your website and what you offer to people in Vegas.
Well, we have a few different websites. Of course, we have the First Nation Medical Board.com website,
right,
which you are applying to be a licensed member.
Right.
And we also have the TurtleHealingBandClinic.com is a website we use for our facility here in Las Vegas. It actually is called the Turtle Healing Band Clinic. And yes, we did a couple of studies. I had one I recently submitted to the Journal of Holistic Medicine on the nagalase, which we've talked about before. That was an 18-month study where we used 33 patients to lower their nagalase, about 80% from the first month, over 90% in 2 months. We're now doing a study using the combination you referred to, the photon sound beam with the pulsed electromagnetic fields and so forth. We have 8 cancer patients we've treated so far. We need a couple more before we can submit for publication, but so far, right, in lowering the cancer antibodies, now we're talking about the anti-malignant serum antibody or AMAS test through Oncolab in Boston. So far, we've been 100% successful just using light, sound, and frequency and lowering their cancer antibodies.
Yeah, in other words, not even giving supplements, normal, which we can add supplements on top of that, which would be my oncomycin that targets the cancer cells, or antipathogenic, because cancer is often driven by toxins and stealth pathogens. So that alone is having an amazing effect. Now, one of the things that you've discovered, and you set this up because you're also a JD, you're an attorney, and you're the president of the Native Board. The problem is the established medical licensing authorities they don't want doctors to innovate, even if they're in practice. They don't want doctors to provide innovative care, even if it's a lot less expensive and less invasive. They're trying to suppress it because the model of alternate functional medicine now is starting to chew up and not eliminate, but could dramatically reduce the use of drugs down to a minimum or none. It's also alternative to say a regular therapy. For example, if somebody says, doctor says I have to heart lung, have a bypass or a stent, I say, look, I'll just refer you to a clinic and do a cardiologist can do extracorporeal counterpulsation. You take our supplements and our cardiac peptides and epigenetic therapy like lumen photon and so on, and sonic life, and you grow new arteries. And in a couple months' time, if you had 2 months of, let's say, EECP and these other therapies, you don't need a stent or bypass. In fact, all the research has shown you don't live 1 month longer if you get a bypass or stent. Same thing with cancer. I think that a combination of your therapies plus even IPT cancer therapy, and eventually maybe we can even eliminate that. I've had lots of patients have told me, I've just taken your supplements, Deagle, my cancer's gone. I had a lady a few weeks ago in Montana. She couldn't afford insurance. She just took our supplements, and she used the Lumen Photon. Again, I call this all epigenetic, whether it's the Resonant Light Pearl M Plus or Progen 3, the Sonic Life, the Magi, which is a neat little pad. I got a couple of them here now, and I'm using mine. It's a 10 million Gauss pad, and I tell people, all these technologies are all basically working on the harmonic informational field of the body. I mean, cancer doesn't happen out of the blue. It's an informational disorder of the body first, and then becomes epigenetic, and then genetic, and then condenses down to physical tissue. And alternative medicine is looking into these things. We look into quantum biophysics, immunotoxicology, genetics, and intermediate metabolism, which most doctors are either not trained or not competent to deal with. And, you know, it's not to say that you don't need surgery. I'm trained as a surgeon. I've done open heart. I've done every kind of surgery except open heart and brain surgery, orthopedics, plastic, general, and even eye surgery. I've worked in the ICU and burn units and so on. And those things still have their place. But if they had alternative care or integrative care, which I call what we do, they would have better success rate, whether it's a senior home, whether somebody's demented. They have better success with their cancer patients. Less would die, bleed to death or die of infections. We'd have more people regenerating their joints so they don't need a joint replacement. I mean, everything would be better if we had full integrative medicine, but the powers that be in the state licensing authority don't want that, do they?
No, they don't want anybody thinking that if you're doing something innovative, alternative, that it's recognized by the conventional authorities. It doesn't mean that we can't do them, but what it means is if you're going to do them and take your license into your own hands, then you need to be dual licensed at the First Nation Medical Board, or you need to put it into an IRB study, and we have an institutional review board with our First Nation Medical Board so that we can protect doctors and their patients who wish to do innovative therapies for the purpose of gathering information that can be used to better inform us, the public, the community, and in our case, the Indian Nation, on how to better care for yourselves, because we're health-oriented, not disease management-oriented.
Right. Well, one of the things, if I was going to put a national plan, which we're going to get through the next week, I think, to POTUS, the first thing I'd do is I'd have integrative care is integrated into all health care. Second thing, I'd get rid of fee-for-service and move to an hourly wage. The third, which would dissolve a lot of the insurance carriers. I'm not talking about taking over. I'd just dissolve a lot of their costs, so their costs would drop from 30% down to 3 or 4%, which means they'd have better margins. I would also make sure that any supplements or technology they need, they could get either at vastly reduced cost or very little. And I'd get rid of, make sure we monitor people's knowledge base so that you train a lot of people online and they have alternative pathways. So if someone's a medic and they're doing surgery in a MASH unit for 5 tours of duty, why can't he be a general surgeon or a chiropractor that wants to learn how to deliver babies and they're out in the rural area? Why not? Or a nurse practitioner or medical procedures. I think what's going to happen in the future is more and more online training, more innovative care, more people adapt to whatever they like to do. Like right now, I'm retired. I don't want a clinic with a whole bunch of staff and everything, but I want to refer to people like you that'll do specific things. And I like the idea of consulting and doing telemedicine with somebody and reviewing, sending test kits to them. So I want to not be harassed by somebody who says, you did test kits, you gave advice. Look, after 40-some years in practice, do you not think I know more than a new resident graduating medical school? It's ridiculous to turf retired doctors over their shoulder and say, no, you can't do anything. I can do tons of stuff. I see more new people now than I did when I was in active practice. All over the world. I mean, I get cases in Germany and South Africa and Santiago, Chile and Canada, in China and Russia. I mean, I get cases in Japan. And I want to help these people and train doctors because the system, they're trying to suppress it because they're trying to maintain their financial control, aren't they?
Well, yes, they are. But the simplest approach would just be to require the insurance company to recognize ABC coding, which you may be familiar with. That defines everything done alternative medicine. So let's say you have 3,000 CPT codes, which is copyrighted by the AMA or American Medical Association. You require them to recognize and reimburse for ABC codes, which are maybe 10,000. And now you have a level playing field, and the medical doctor is competing with the acupuncturist for the same patients.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
before you go, I want you to give your website again, Dr. Dan. We got you on late. What's the website?
It's firstnationmedicalboard.com and turtlehealingbandclinic.com.
Send me those directly links today, and I'll post them up on today's show. And we need to do some videos sometime, and I want to get you on regularly on the program to talk about this. Okay?
All right, sounds good.